Hi, Bert Bennett, the D-Man here. Welcome you to Hampton Bays in my Giants fan cave. It's all about Giants pride. I was born into it like a lot of us are. My grandfather was a Giants fan. My father was a huge Giants fan. My father-in-law has been a season ticket holder since 1956. My brother-in-law and I go to almost every game, and my daughters go to games with me. It's a family thing.
Giants pride.
We bought this house it's going to be almost 4 years ago. And the very first room I put together was this room, the most important room in the house. Over years, you collect Giants memorabilia. This room was what I wanted. Basically, it's a place to showcase the collection, but it kind of took on a life of its own. And what it really was a tribute to my father. It's a picture of my late dad, still my hero. He epitomized a Giant fan better than anyone I ever knew. And so this room would have been something that he would have enjoyed. God, family, and the New York Giants, just not in that order on game day. My father's favorite player, his favorite Giant, was Frank Gifford, for the gift. One of my favorite pictures is my daughter and I coming out of the tunnel at the draft last year. Great picture of us. We did the MSG opening drive show in 2011 against the Seattle Seahawks. My brother-in-law Scott with Anita Marks. Some great pictures of some players, Jim Burt, Phil McConkie, Leonard Marshall. And of course, this is one of my favorite pieces, Super Bowl 25. Everson Walls after wide right, signed by Pepper and Carl and Everson. A couple of Super Bowl rings, because you gotta have the jewelry. Wide right with Scott Norwood. That is the miles from the Burt Cave to MetLife Stadium. Make that trip every week. Haven't missed a game every week, whether we're there or we're home or here in my Giants cave. The Giants are on, and it's 24/7, 365. We talk Giants football all year. It's almost like a religion. This is also one of my favorite pieces. It was given to me by my in-laws. It's the original photographer's proof from the 1956 championship team. And there's some great players here. You see Gifford, Kakovich, Huff. And ironically, if you look closely in the photographer's handwriting, they misspell Tom Landry's name. It's Don Landry. Hall of Fame, former Giant, Don Landry. Come on. One of my favorite posters. This was back in the 80s. This is an original poster. Carl Banks, one of my all-time favorite players. The guy at Dunkin' Donuts actually wasn't very happy when he saw that missing. But it's here, and Eli is well represented in here. Thank you, Mr. Manning. And this is one of my favorite pieces I got. This was the Giants I grew up with. The Crunch Bunch. That would be Taylor, Kelly, Harry Carson, and Brad Van Pelt. All autographed. Got to pay homage to the great Wellington Mara, the patriarch of our great franchise. Brandon Jacobs, who epitomized what Giants toughness is all about. And I'm glad he was able to retire in blue. Here's an autograph of my buddy Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. That's actually a picture of him catching that touchdown in Super Bowl 25. And a tribute, again, to the great championships. If you look along the rafter, we have the emblems of all our championship Super Bowls. Tribute to Wellington and Mr. Tisch when they passed away, the patch they wore back then. But my favorite thing in here is this sweater. And this is my father's. It was the Parcells sweater, but it actually is embroidered World Champions. This is always with me. This is like my good luck charm. It's actually, this is the one thing I cannot lose in this place. This is just, it means the world to me. It always sits here. It's with me every game day. But this is my special room, and I'm glad I had a chance to share it with all you. I want to thank the New York Giants for coming, you guys watching and sharing my room with me. And let's get ready for the Drive for Five 2015. Let's go Big Blue. We're going to be there cheering you on. So, again, thank you, New York Giants, for coming.